months, basically 3 months for Parliament, as Parliament is onto the challenge the end of March, beginning of April for the elections. Welcome to everyone, and also best wishes to your loved ones at home, not only to honorable members, but also to our staff component. Are there any apologies? Here in Parliament, there is a shortage.
religion than you coming here. So it's a question of personal success. So I'm presuming here for that day, all available all committee rooms have been taken, so we are forced to enjoy the thing of outside institution.
Then also for the 30th of February on the members, I'm requesting the staff that to circulate our committee report referring to our prior engagement with the province on this matter, that we get the full background. What are we heading to? What is your objective, etc.? That's it, all the members. Any questions on the program?
Start at 12:50. Is it not possible to start the meeting at 1 instead? You know, given the caucus and what you're doing.
Well, looking at the past, that was the time we
had the usual time. Okay.
The caucus is redundant.
Okay.
That's why it's 12:30. You will also see the briefing by the minister on the national budget. Yeah. Where is it? The 21st. Well, then until 3 o'clock. We get special permission to meet until 3 o'clock. The committee in the NA, the committee in the NC. Thank you, Dr. Bala. Thank you, members. That deals with the program. We go straight to our presentation by Yolanda on the condition of grants expenditure for 2018-19 financial year, the second quarter. We receive the documentation, members. And thank you for that paper. I will see.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, members and colleagues. I want to speak to the second quarter financial condition grant expenditure outcomes in 2019. And then I just want to clarify the reporting. So there are a total of 26 provincial grants. And in the report, I want to have 18 of those grants, because they are reported throughout the year and they are Schedule 5 grants. So Schedule 5 grants are allocations made to provinces for specific purposes. And then you have your Schedule 4A and 7A grants that are linked to other funding sources and provincial revenues that are merged across programs. So you're looking at, for example, your master manage risk grant, relief grant. Your in-depth grant, like your school infrastructure background grant. So, this is a table showing the different outcomes for a grant under each sector, and then it continues. So, in terms of the 18 grants that I'm reporting on, the total allocation for the year was 58 billion, of which 24 million was 24.9 billion was spent at the end of the second quarter, which is equal to 42.9 billion. And then I compared this year's second quarter expenditure outcomes to last year's second quarter expenditure outcomes, and the year-on-year growth rate is 2.5% for the total for all 18 grants. Then when I look at the specific grant, we had issues with the early childhood development grant. It's been poor performance since it's been introduced. It's been introduced 2 years ago, but it has improved quite a lot since then, and the expenditure is up by 98.8% from the second quarter of last year. Math, science and technology grant has also been a poor performing grant, but we've seen an increase of 81.4%. And the National School Nutrition Program grant has been an increase in expenditure of 34.8%. And this is usually a grant that does the spending patterns according to the expenditure norms and the output of it. However, there are grants that the stage you've got to climb when you've got very specific course of dealing here, and that's the math course accreditation participation program grant, year-on-year at 33% or 34%. Then we have two agricultural grants that plan as well. The first one being the one is FEMA project grant of 30.6% and the land care program grant of 5.9%. And then the human settlements development grant that also declines, which is interesting because it usually has good expenditure to meet the expenditure norms. So declined by 7.4% year-on-year. And then we have the third part of agriculture grant, which declined by 0.2%. That's not significant. Then in terms of second term of this year, 2018-19, only two of the 18 grants met the expenditure norm of 50% by mid-year. And that's the math, science and technology grant, which expenditure is equal to 53% by mid-year, and the National School Institution Program grant, which is 50.5%. So they meet the norm. Then there are grants that register expenditure between 50 and 50%. And then there are grants that couldn't even manage 25% expenditure by second quarter. And 25% is your first term expenditure norm. So you have the type of these grants that has only spent 518 million or 62 million. Oh no, sorry, that should be billion. Which equals 12%. And the ELIMA receiver project grant expenditure of 124 million or 22.24% of 562 million. The UN Paloma virus vaccine grant, which spent 46.2 or 23.1% of the 200 million rand allocation. Then identified grant expenditure components that require further scrutiny, and that includes all three agricultural grants that are administered by the Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries. Then you have the, which is also a relatively new grant, which is, I think, been in existence for 2 years now as well, is the Learners with Profound Intellectual Disabilities grant. That's also poor performance, and that's under the Department of Public Education. And then a perennial poor performing grant under the Department of Health is Health Facility Revitalization grant. That is the infrastructure grant. And then the new human papillomavirus vaccine grant. And then under the Department of Human Settlements, the faculty grant performance is very poor as the first, as mentioned, they didn't spend 25% of the expenditure by the second quarter. And then you have the early childhood development grant under the Department of Social Development. And then in terms of provinces, in terms of the exchange after the second quarter, I would recommend that we look at the Northern Cape province. Of the 18 grants that we supported, they registered unemployment on 12 of the 18 grants, while the Limpopo province, Housing province, supported unemployment on 11 of the 18 grants. And then the Northwest province failed to report expenditure under the human papillomavirus vaccine grant in the first and second quarter, which is non-compliant with the legislation, specifically the Division of Revenue Board. There are clauses within the Division of Revenue Board that set out the reporting requirements of the transfer and receiving department. And that's the thing.
Information is important. If you can go and engage now with your province, what is happening in your province? And I'm going back to London. Engage with the National Treasury that can assist us to get the breakdown of the province as you gave us this overall picture. Can they give that information to us? Because we are going back. Engage with our colleges.
Yes, sir.
and this is money that National Treasury is allocating to a province. Here it is, you will spend it. It's a rich in agriculture.
I've got that in my report on, from page 5 onwards.
Yes.
From page 5 in my report, we are given breakdown per province.
Oh, yes.
With the under-spinature, over-spinature and non-reporting.
Yes.
With the amount and the percentage.
Yes, there you have it. There you get the whole picture. Thank you. Thank you. Because members, when we go to do the provincial briefings on the division of revenues of every year, then the problems ask, but can't we get more allocations? But there you get an analysis of the spending of those allocations. Are there any questions to Yolanda? Do you want to elaborate on the information to need more on this report?
Thanks very much. There's lots of information here to, you know, to go through just now. But anyway, the presentation only covers 18 of the graphs, of the total 26 graphs. What is the reason for that?
Thank you. Are there any more questions? Yolanda, are you ready? You can.
Honourable George, in terms of your question why I'm only reporting on 18. National Treasury publishes a quarterly report, and then they have all 26 grants there, but they only report on 18 of those 26 quarterly expenditure. And the reason that they're giving is that they exclude Schedule 4A and Schedule 7A. Which are all, when you look at the schedules in the division of revenue, when it says 7A or 6A or 5A, those are also virtual grants. When it's 5B, 6B, it's all municipal. So A stands for provincial, B stands for municipal. And then, because Schedule 5 grants is that debt transfers to a provincial sector department, they are in control of that budget and for a specific purpose. Whereas you have in Schedule 4 and Schedule 7, an example of Schedule 4 or 7 grant is in the example of the Education Infrastructure Grant. That money is controlled by the National Department, and they allocate according to submissions made by provincial departments for school infrastructure. They can either transfer directly to the provincial department or they do it using a public entity to do it on behalf of the province. And sometimes that grant requires an allocation in kind, so it doesn't cover all the money that's required by that project. It requires funding from the provincial equitable share of that province to contribute as well. So when you have people reporting on this expenditure or this project, they're reporting on the full amount, and they still have to break it down in terms of what are the conditional grant allocation was spent and what are their own funds, because they all have to account for the funds at the end of the day in terms of all the processes. But for some reason, national creation doesn't require that information on a quarterly basis. They only receive it on an annual basis, the expenditure at the end of the day. So that's why I'm only reporting on 18 of the 20. Then in terms of the year-on-year growth rate, so if I said, if you could go to page 2 of my report, so there's the table there, and then I'm going to go down to social development and early childhood development. So when you look at that year-on-year growth rate of 98.8%, I'm comparing the actual expenditure in 2018, which equals 981.4 million, to 91.3 million in the previous year. That was the change between the 91 and the 981 equals 98.8%. But if you look at the actual expenditure compared to the allocation that was given, so when I compare the 181 to the 490 million, they only spend 57%. And the expected expenditure normal by is 50%. So yes, there's been an improvement in the rate of expenditure, but they are still behind in terms of expected expenditure norm. So it is still a poor performing grant, because even if you don't reach 50%, you should be within the range of 40%, you should be above 40. But anything less than 40 is poor, and then there are some grants that even didn't even manage 25%, which is the first quarter norm. And that's the type of big grant, but that can also be explained because it's a new grant that was just introduced for this year, and so obviously, people they still get into grips in terms of how to go about spending the grant and meeting the criteria of the framework. But the early childhood development grant has been in existence now for more than 3 years, and we were told by social development the year before being introduced, they had a whole year of preparation. They were preparing for implementation, so it doesn't match. If you had a whole year of preparation before implementation, it doesn't match the performance. And then to add, especially for the next parliament, it's all well to explain expenditure or report on expenditure outcomes, but this information will be so much richer if we had the output on a quarterly basis. And Treasury hasn't been able to manage that with the reporting. Because we'd like to know what is being spent, are they meeting the targets. We have never received from provincial departments the ATP plans in terms of what are they targeting for this year. Or the national departments also are supposed to release an annual performance report on the grant, an evaluation report. They call it a performance evaluation report. And this committee has never received that documentation.
Are you covered? The appropriations part, the appropriations bill for 2019-20 will only be dealt with in the sixth parliament. And that goes to provincial legislators as well. Now that's where you see the APP of each national and each provincial department. So I pretty much make a note that in the sixth parliament, a session is called between usually the June Parliament convene, between June and December, we call the provinces on this. There must be a monitoring mechanism on the, not only the expenditure, but on the quality of expenditure, what is delivered at the grassroots level. And that we, in our constituency work, also visit the ECB centers, because ECB will in future become part of the foundation phase of basic education. It was announced in December, January, when the matric results were announced. The Minister of Education made that announcement. Honourable members, there you are. Any more questions? Satisfied? Will this help you? Fine. The adoption of the minutes, you don't correct, so we can't adopt the minutes, we're going to have to stand over. Are there any issues from matters from the staff that we must know? Before we know. Sorry.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Next citizen, before we can proceed. I'm sure members can tell that this exercise that we've just went through is for the first time that we've done. Thank you, Landa, presenting to the nation only the place of Commission Grant. We agreed with her that as we go along, it becomes an obligation. So the idea is that in future, or from now on, we will take members again. This should be standard. Each and every time after the National Department issued the report to the whole committee and the coming down for members and we do this kind of exercise before we even engage the provincial department and the national department. So, and the issue then that we are going to talk about in the future is that we are going to need more time for the exercise. Probably the committee might end up deciding that maybe we need to have evening meeting, maybe, for dealing with the issues like this. Because, I mean, we have limited time. Wednesday, appropriation, Tuesday, finance, there's no time, and there are a lot of other committees. You know, if maybe the sacrifice that should be made, maybe the committee has decided that maybe 2 hours session or 1.5 hour session after 1:30, or you know, for us to take through members and committee through exercises like this. And also my colleague here, I'm sure he's going to creative and come up with his own document that he would like to present for the community. So that's an open space for the community to engage us more. So that's the comment that I want to make. But the committee will take it going forward.
An excellent example is actually the committee of the Makiri's chair and co-chairing. The Joint Standing Committee on the Financial Management of Parliament, where that is practice. And I think it's a good practice. And I support your idea. We must do things more differently and be effective and efficient. So yes, thank you for that. Thank you. We can follow the example of the Joint Standing Committee. Anyone else? No one? Thank you, honourable members, staff. This evening's agenda.
Thank you. Thank you.